express yourself.
Well. Wow. We're in sync.
We're in tune. Yes.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm back.
Missouri.
This is Diane.
Get the heck out of town to go to warmer weather and what?
Missouri was warmer every single day I was there than Bethel, Alaska.
Colder, you mean?
Colder. Yes. See, I can't even get it right in my head.
It was at, 30 below?
No, we had a wind chill of minus 10 on one point, and people were freaking out. I had to give advice.
Uh-huh.
Layers.
Were you dressed warm for your trip to Missouri?
I was fine. I was fine, but those around me found it really freakish.
Wow.
Very unusual weather.
Well, it's Friday, time for Talk Line.
Talk Line.
And
from the YK Delta and beyond.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Beyond, too, right?
Yeah. Everything is open.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to say, you can be anonymous. You can email us. We'll read your email over the air. John will give out the numbers.
Yeah, 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. Then there's 543-2756. And then 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyk.org. And you can use those numbers in the email anonymously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Well, we already have a couple of people lined up, so we'll just jump in. John, welcome to Talk Line. Good morning.
Good morning,
Diane. Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Your buddy host there, he missed you when you were gone.
I cried
every show.
Yes.
Well, guess what? He's laughing now.
Happy. Yes, we're all happy.
I want to tell everyone, please have a good Russian Christmas that's coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And please, when you're on that river, we give a lot of warnings about being cautious on that river, you know?
Yes.
We already had fatalities. I don't know what's wrong, but it's going to be repetitive over and over and over again. Mm. We're going to repeat, please be careful on that river and don't drink and drive. It's really dangerous upon yourself. And if something should happen, it's a loss to the community and to your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people should really think about these situations because, you know, a loss of life hurts everybody.
Yeah.
And we try to put these warning off to refrain you from doing dumb things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A smart person can do dumb things. I admit myself, I've done a lot of dumb things too. But I've learned from those lessons. You know, and it's good to pass on these things to others because people care for you, you know, when you're gone.
Yeah.
And I want to wish everyone, please, have a good, safe Russian Christmas. And if you're going at nighttime, please, I advise you to go with at least 2 or 3 snow machines.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can always watch out for each other, carry on machines, you should be able to carry a rope and all that in case you need to retrieve somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things happen blink of an eye. You have to be really cautious and be prepared for that. And if you're going at night, please drive in pairs. And watch out, it's still real slippery out there for the kids and pedestrians. We're starting to gain daylight now and a little safer.
Yeah.
But you see on the roads when you stop by a stop sign, pedestrian walkway.
Yeah.
Even the light out there, and there's pitch black, they still don't see you. Tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of that. Okay, you guys have a good weekend. Welcome back again, Dan.
Thank you so much, and you have a good weekend, too.
Okay, you too, John. Good have
morning.
A good,
good morning. Yeah. Well, I got a little announcement here, Diane, I'd like to read.
Okay, do that quick, because we got a couple calls.
Napakiak has marked a trail between Napakiak and Bethel.
Mm.
There is no marker truck trail between Napakiak and Bethel, and the ice ranges from 11 to 18 inches. So we ought to be careful out there.
Mm. Okay.
You say you have a call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have a call. So there's Casey on the line. Welcome to Talk Line, Casey.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I am really disappointed. I wanted to be the first person to call in 2018. That John.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, he always calls in first.
Well, he was first for the whole year.
I think he calls in half hour early and put on hold.
Puts on his coffee and hangs out and waits.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to call in. I think we had a pretty successful fireworks on Wednesday night. I got a lot of positive feedback on that. But I just wanted to put out some attaboys there once more for the VFW, who contributed again this year, and the Lions Club contributed this year, and then Linden Air Cargo really gave us a really good deal on the freight for all those fireworks. And then of course, all our volunteers and paid staff who worked to make it happen. So it was a good show.
Oh, good. And yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right,
much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you.
Next we have, next we have Gregory. Thank you for waiting, Gregory. You're on Talk Line. Gregory, call us back. Were you going to read something else, John?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know her, but to the friends and family of Sharon Takumchunuk, she passed away December 23rd. Funeral services will be at the Bethel Moravian Church today, Friday, January 5th at 2 p.m. And they ask people if you can share to bring a dish.
Okay. Now, Gregory's name is still there, but he's not on, is he? Is he there? Oh, good morning, Gregory. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I am.
You are.
Yee-hoo.
Welcome.
Ha. My name is Gregory, and I'd like to pass on warmth of my heart and strength of my soul to one and all. And I pressed the wrong button there. Maybe that might have been me there with that.
Oh, you might have accidentally hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you called back. Thank you for the wishes. Good year. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Greg.
All right.
For calling in. Something exciting happening at next Tuesday's city council meeting.
Yes. The proposal for local option.
Right.
Now, I have a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, I hope somebody from the city calls, maybe the mayor.
Maybe the mayor, Rick Robb. Yeah. Now, I'm wondering, does AC, let's say we pass and decide to have local option, the city of Bethel will run a liquor store, and they'll put in safeguards, and they get to put in additional kind of policies. What happens to the AC liquor store and the liquor licenses? Like B&C liquor license, do they close up? Close their shop? And it just transitions to Bethel only? City of Bethel run?
Mm-hmm.
Just very curious about that.
No, I don't know about that. But Rick, if you're listening, Rick Robb, call in. Maybe you can clarify some of this, the question people might have about the upcoming Tuesday meeting.
Or even Mitchell Forbes, because I think that's Forbes the city council member who put forward the ordinance, or the suggestion.
I did talk to him, but I forget what we were talking about already. Mm-hmm. But if he calls, then he can explain.
Yeah. And next Tuesday, I think People to Be Heard starts at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So next Tuesday at City Hall, if you want to come and talk about this option for local option, that's the time. All right, so there's John Carter from EEK. Welcome to Talk Line, John. Good morning, John. John Carter?
Lost him?
Maybe. Oh. Okay. John Carter, call back if you want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so local option. And, you know, I just want to point out, I really like what LKSD is doing with offering a seal of biliteracy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that a student who graduates with this seal can actually count it when they go on to the university and have a language requirement, some bachelor's degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And you can test out of those in UPIC, for example, if you're already a fluent speaker. But if you're in high school or your child's in high school and they already have some of their UPIC language, they can develop it further and actually get a seal of biliteracy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's great for all those the immersion programs, mm-hmm. Ioprin, those students coming up will now be able to continue their language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome.
One exciting thing that we have now on KYAK is that very young students from Ioprin Litnavik are doing the Yupikuit of the Week now.
Okay, I can't love that enough.
And it's on TV, too.
Oh, that is... Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is so charming and mm-hmm. cute, and I love the end of this first one, the Yupik word for snow. At the end of it, there's a little fox that peeks out from the bushes and mm-hmm. goes back in. I just love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so look who's on the call. Look, Mitchell Forbes.
Wow, Mitchell.
We ask... He
for
calls.
You, and you call.
Thank you, Mitchell, for calling in. So, would you like to talk about local option?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a couple brief things. So, first of all, really important to point out that so the ordinance that I'm proposing would not, if the ordinance passes, it would not put Bethel under local option. So, if the ordinance passes, it's then on the ballot for the voters to decide.
Great.
So,
great.
So that's the process, though, that has to happen. The city council, if we pass the ordinance, it'll then go on the, it'll be a ballot proposition in October.
So can I ask you real quick, so if people would like to be able to vote on whether or not the city goes toward local option, mm-hmm. which we did not get to vote on before, I don't think it was one of the options, that would be in November?
It would be in October.
I mean, October of the fall. So come on. So that is what you can come on Tuesday and talk about, whether you want to actually have this go the next step and put it onto a ballot.
Correct. So our regular city council meeting is January 9th at the City Hall. It'll start at 6:30, and anyone is allowed to come speak under People to be Heard. You don't even have to be a registered voter. You don't even have to be from Bethel. Anyone can come speak under People to be Heard. Council can't really, we can't act on anything that you say under People to be Heard, but that's a great time to come speak for or against, you know, agenda items that we have later on in the meeting.
Why did you do this? What's your idea on this? Your thoughts.
So, since I've been, you know, around town, especially in this holiday season, I've heard a lot of people's concerns, you know, ranging from people my age to, you know, elderly folks. I'm really concerned about the effects of alcohol and the kind of the toll they've taken on our community and the region. And I don't know if local option is the best route for the city to go. But I haven't seen, you know, concrete proposals from, you know, anyone else on the council or anyone else in the community, really, to try to mitigate some of the issues. You know, people are talking about the problems of alcohol. Search and rescue is really seeing it. Our police and fire departments are really seeing it. And so I chose to go ahead and introduce the local option ordinance to kind of have a formal discussion with the rest of the city council as well as the members of our community.
And how does local option, what is your hope or what could come out of local option that might take the edge off some of the issues we're seeing?
So under local option, municipalities have a little more control over who... or how alcohol is sold and things like that. Mm-hmm. So take AC, for example. So AC, when they operate their liquor store, they are concerned about their profit and how much money they can make, which is totally fine. They are a business, and they're in business to make money. The city, under local option, if we run a liquor store, we would not have making money as our bottom line. We would be more concerned about, you know, what are our, you know, daily purchase limits? Who are we, you know, how are we making sure that, you know, people aren't buying cases of alcohol and then taking them to dry communities, things like that. And right now under the current law, AC has no obligation to, you know, ask questions about large purchases and things like that. And so all their sales are legal. It is totally legal for someone from a dry village to come into the liquor store, buy a case of liquor and take it back to their dry village. It's illegal to import it into the village, but AC has no legal obligation to stop them from buying that case if they suspect it's going to go to a dry village.
Now, my understanding is, for example, in Kotzebue, where they have local option, and that's the only place that you can buy alcohol is through the city of Kotzebue's store, you have an ID card, and they do not sell to people who have identification from a dry village. Right?
You, and so it's more of a, so in Kotzebue it's more like a permit system, mm-hmm, that you jump through the hoops with the city of Kotzebue to get a permit to be able to purchase alcohol from the city, and then that way they can track the purchases. So
and they can they can remove your permit too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And so local option would give the city a little more flexibility to kind of mitigate our our frequent flyers, the people that our police departments are picking up every day or every week for alcohol related infractions. We could, the city could say, okay, three strikes said you can no longer purchase alcohol in the city of Bethel, things like that. And right now under our current laws, we can't do any of that. And so local option would give the city a little more, a few more tools to manage how alcohol is sold in our community.
Okay. And just I think you might answer this, but just to be clear, this local option, a city, if they wanted to, they could limit how much alcohol a person purchases as well, right?
Correct.
If they wanted to. So that part of Bethel local option, if it were voted to be approved. The other question I had was, does it mean the other stores would have to stop selling? If it were,
it does.
Okay.
It does.
So it would close the AC liquor store and BNC and whoever else.
Yes, that is correct. Because so under local option, so Kotzebue is a really good example. Kotzebue is a very similar situation that so the city of Kotzebue is the only vendor or business, if you will, that is allowed to sell alcohol in the city of Kotzebue. So there are no other liquor licenses.
Oh, okay. Okay. And that means all funds that are earned go directly to the city. There's no profit per se.
Exactly. So I know some people have talked about, AC, they are headquartered in Canada. They obviously have offices in Anchorage, but that money is not only leaving Bethel, but it is leaving the country. And so if the city ran a liquor store, we could, we would be, making, we'd be taking in all the money that came from the liquor store. Obviously, it costs money to operate a store, but, that money would be directly staying in Bethel, and that money would go into, either the general fund or, into public safety, things like that.
Okay. Well, John, do you want to add anything to? Do you have a question for me?
No, not really. You already asked my question. So this meeting, this coming Tuesday, the next city council meeting. So anyone can come and be people to be heard, including those from the nearby villages, right?
That is correct. All you have to do is show up at 6:30. People to be heard is one of the first agenda items. And if you arrive at City Hall before the meeting started, there will be a sign-up sheet right next to the podium. You can just put your name down, and then once the meeting starts and we get to people to be heard, the mayor will call out the names in the order that they're signed up. And so everyone will have 5 minutes to speak.
Now, will there be something maybe in the Delta Discovery, a summary of what local option means and what the ramifications could be, sort of an education thing on this? And then... And when is the city council going to vote whether or not to put it on the ballot?
So the first step in this is the ordinance has to be actually introduced, and so I'm sponsoring the ordinance, and so it's on the agenda for the 9th. And so when on the January 9th meeting, we will be voting whether or not to introduce the ordinance. And so once we introduce it, there will then be, it'll be basically like we're putting the ordinance on the table to maybe pass. And so once that happens, then there will be public hearings about the ordinance. And then, so at those public hearings typically occur within a scheduled city council meeting. So if we introduce it on the 9th, our next city council meeting would be January 23rd. And so if it was introduced on the 9th, there'd be a public hearing on the 23rd. And then if it did get passed by council, then the city would work between, now and October to educate voters about, what a yes or no vote would mean on the local option ballot proposition.
Okay. And for this Tuesday, just to have the ordinance introduced, do you need a majority vote of the city council?
Correct.
Okay. So thank you very much for clarifying that. So we know that there's a basically a three-step process. process one is just to get it so that it can be discussed, and that'll be on Tuesday. And then the next step is to have open discussions. And if it does get passed through that hoop, to be on the ballot begins an education process for voters in the to have the knowledge they need for October.
Correct. And okay. That's partially why I started this process so early. You know, it's mm-hmm. January, and mm-hmm. we would be, the people of Bethel would be voting in October. So if we do introduce it and pass it, then we'll have, you know, a little under 10 months to get the community on the same page so the community can make an educated, decision come mm-hmm. October.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's very helpful information.
Really of course. Thanks for chatting.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was that really helped.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people got their questions answered. And yeah. If they wanted, they can go and testify for people to be heard.
Yeah. So we have John Carter has called back. So welcome back, John. Good morning. You're on Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Yes.
I just wanted to call over there as to what happened to me when I was in the city of Bethel a couple of days ago. Huh. I was in Bethel due to something was wrong with me. After I got discharged from the hospital, went to the place where people who go at times to spend the night, but it was full. First, I called over there, and the person responded, say, for me to go ahead and come over, for there was a room available. I went and he lets me decide something, and he made the hotel room in cash in full, how much it cost, and the deposit. Instead of him giving me the key to me after I'd done that, he let me to the room. And it was it. A few minutes later, I heard the knock on the door, and it was the guy whom I saw at the front desk. Maybe the manager over there, the guy who lets me to sign to fill out something and sign it. Okay. Not only he was standing at the outside the door, outside the room of the room, he was holding some money, and his comment was, "When I paid the deposit, he gave me the wrong change or something." When I paid the deposit at the front desk, I know exactly how much was coming to me due what I had to pay were less in small bills of what I had to pay out for the deposit. So I handed him the larger amount or a $100 bill. That was when I heard the knock on the door who was asking for more money. And before he did that, at the front desk, he asked me to follow him to the room I paid for. Once we got there, he asked me to come in. I didn't know what in the world he wanted to do that. I made some kind of excuses to go out, and he followed me to the front desk. That was when I asked for a refund and order receipt, and he said no. He ripped me off. That act was reported to the police department in Bethel, and they said that they couldn't do anything about it due to silver cases. My understanding is the man with a hotel brought a judgment to himself, not me. Good morning.
Hmm.
Oh, that sounds very difficult.
Very suspicious.
I'm sorry
business
that happened.
Dealings.
Okay, so our next caller is...
Tom?
I think it's Tom from Chillista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome. Yes, Tom. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
And John, how are you?
Well, I'm okay, and ask about Diane, who's been gone for a while.
Diane has resurfaced.
Yeah, it's good to have Diane back. Yeah.
Oh, yes, Tom, thank you. Okay, what's on your mind, Tom?
Two of the voices of Bethel, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to, on behalf of Trelissa, just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. I think 2017 was a pretty good year overall. From Chillista, there was over $9 million in dividends last year, over $220,000 in scholarships. And then, of course, you know, we welcomed about 12,000 new shareholders last month.
Mm.
So we've got a lot more shareholders to report to now.
Good.
Yeah, so enrollment is still open. If anyone out there hasn't done enrollment yet, please head to our website or go to mychillista.com. But we have a special contest for the new enrollees. last month. We're going to be announcing the winners hopefully later today. Two winners will each receive one of the new iPhone 10s.
Wow. That's
nice. So look for the announcement on Facebook, and then we'll have it on our website next week, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Those are worth like almost $1,000, those iPhone 10s.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No. Go ahead.
I just wondered if there was ever an iPhone 9, or did they jump right to 10? I'm still at 6.
The 10th anniversary of the iPhone.
Oh, so they went ahead and called it the 10. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Not that that's what you call in to talk about, Tom. What iPhones there are out
no
there.
Worries.
Sorry about that. But okay, that's a nice prize. iPhone 10.
Yes, all right. Well, everyone out there, Happy New Year. Any questions, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-277-5516. And then you can view your shareholder account at mychulista.com.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I want you to pass on some information to one of your employees at Chulista there in Anchorage. Dana Paltor is very helpful to our shareholders. Boy, she answers our questions right now when we email her. Tell her we send her our kudos and thank you for very much for watching out for us elders.
Absolutely, yeah. She sits about 10 feet away from her, and it's fantastic to have Dana in the office.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bicha. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so next we have Wilson. Thank you for waiting, Wilson. You're on talk line.
Yeah, good morning there, happy people.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Yep.
Those fireworks, I would like to thank the fire department for putting on a good show. Yeah, that was really cool how they did the finale, and it actually lasted pretty long, like, I don't remember how long. But
15 minutes.
Yeah, started at 8, and about 7 minutes or 10 minutes into the fireworks show, either the state troopers or the police department came flying through with their lights on. I said, what the hell? I was standing on the side of the road with my granddaughter, and that didn't seem right. Holy moly, they were flying like a bat out of you-know-where.
Maybe they had an emergency call.
Yeah, doesn't matter if there's an emergency, if there's 100 cars on both sides of the road and people are walking, that's not right.
That's true, that's scary.
You're supposed to show courtesy even as a professional with your lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we stand clear, but why would you want to fly down the road 50 miles an hour? Because I had my radar gun in my phone, and I radared them at 50 miles an hour down that 30-mile-an-hour zone.
I didn't know telephones had a radar system.
It's only for fancy people like me.
Fancy people.
Metro Police Department or state troopers, I don't know who they were because I couldn't see their sign. You know, they have those little Ford Explorers or Ford Expeditions. I don't know what they are. Those little Ford cars, you know, they should have bright lights on the logo so we can distinguish who to complain to when they do improper procedure on emergency calls or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not right. Anyway, 10 after 8, you know, maybe there was a police call or maybe there was a state trooper call, but that still was not right. Anyway, but thank you, fire department, for doing that. The other thing, speaking about fire departments, on January 2nd in the evening, it was dark. I was driving to the airport because sometimes you do that, you know, drive to the airport.
Okay.
Anyway,
there
was a vehicle behind me with no lights on. I said, what the crap is going on in this neighborhood of Bethel? They were on the highway just passing QFC, so...
I don't know,
no,
Wilson.
I mean, they were behind me, and I pulled over. It was a truck. It was like slightly weaving, and they had no lights on, and it was dark. And so I pulled over, let them pass, and then I followed them, and I flickered my light, trying to hopefully let them see there.
And then they tailgated them. With your lights on. No, I'm kidding.
I just followed them, but she flickered my light so they can see that usually when someone flashes their light, they're usually supposed to look and see what's going on, and they didn't even, it was the fire department truck with the orange and yellow stickers. I said, hey, they're supposed to be about safety and setting an example, and they don't even have their lights on.
Okay, now,
and it's dark.
Wilson, you have, nobody can get away with the light out with you in town. Now, and now you've caught two. You've caught the police or troopers and the fire station doing something you did not like. So you are like an eagle eye out there. Everyone, be careful.
It's about
Wilson's out there.
And if people all over town would call, especially the cab companies, call the cab company, tell them to turn their lights on if they're driving around.
Okay, and your time is kind of wrapping up. We got to let you go.
Yeah.
But, okay, you energetically made your points.
And yeah, so what time is it exactly?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's going to be my birthday on January 9th, and there's lots of things going to be happening on that day. So
okay.
Everybody be good. And I really like what that caller said about the local option law.
Okay.
January 9th is when the meeting is, and we need to stand up for what is right and what's going on here in town.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay, so we have a couple of people.
Before we go to a couple of people, I got a really important announcement to make.
Yeah.
You can listen to Warrior Basketball coverage, Warrior Boys versus North Pole, at 10:30 this morning.
Oh.
It's about, what time is it?
Oh, you've got like about, it started right now.
Okay, at KYUK 90.3 FM. KYUK 90.3 FM. Listen to Warrior Boys versus North Pole now.
If you have two radios, you can have one on the basketball, one on talk line, and you can be keeping track.
Unless we keep score.
No. All right, so we're going to go to Mike. Welcome to Talk Line, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. I just wanted to make a couple of comments quickly. One is the, Akiak Native community testified to the Bethel City Council and the alcohol beverage control board that we oppose opening liquor stores in Bethel. That was way before during those hearings, and the reason why we opposed them is those liquor stores were closed because the scores of young men and people were dying, and that's why Eddie Hoffman and all of those elders in Bethel, and that's why we closed those liquor stores in the first place. But one thing that we suggested is that once we have, the idea of liquor stores, I know that the rationale was to cut down on bootleggers and et cetera. But I think, we didn't have a safety plan. There was no engagement with the surrounding or with the Delta, with people from the villages in the process, and if we could have all of these safety plans and public safety and treatment and to address all of those, then maybe there are some things that we can work out to at least save lives and to also to make sure that all of everyone is protected. So that was our first priority, is not to open liquor stores. Second, the option for local option law, like much like Fort Yukon and Dillingham and Kotzebue, we can have that kind of arrangement where the dry villages or local, only people from Bethel can buy it. But that's an option, and the option is what we live with right now. But those are the three things that Akiak Native community totally opposes right now until we get that. And we're going to be taking up more discussions on January 23rd and 24th at UPT Pizzeria Center. One last thing. Akiak Native Community authorized a vote to create Nunavut, Alaska Provisional Government on January 15th. The polls will open in Akiak at 8 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. And it will be up to the voters to decide in Akiak whether to go forward. And each community is afforded that option if they want to go forward with that. And they can go, they can vote any time through, you know, in their own time. But that's the decision that the villages can have. But, you know, we want to be involved in these issues of alcohol control, public safety, fish and wildlife management, and judicial services and education as well. So Akiak is moving forward, and we are encouraging the villages to do the same, but we respect each community and each voter to decide their own future. This is this has never been done before, so this is going to be kind of a little historic event on January 15th. And that's all my comments, Ilok, and
okay.
And welcome back. Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I need, before we go to Shadi, I want to have...
Oh, we have Dan Olick from Kuflux Search and Rescue.
Dan Olick next, yeah. But Renee Athanas, if you can call us at talk line, we'd appreciate it. Dan.
Okay. Next we have Mr. Olick from Kuflux Search and Rescue. Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah. Just a small announcement on behalf of Kuflux Search and Rescue. The search and rescue member on this end marked the open lead above the Y, a couple of them, and there's a small, it's visible, and on the north side, maybe a mile and a half or 2 miles down from our mouth of Kuflux, and they just want people to be aware of those two open holes. And be very wary when they're traveling through there. It's supposed to be cut off, but we noticed that people have been going up and down on that side, on the Kuskokwim, and they're planning to put reflectors on today, and One individual mentioned, you know, Russell noted that Christmas is coming up, and we know that people will be trying to reach Kuflux any way they can. But what their plan is to, they're going to check the thickness of the ice and make sure if it's not safe, they're not going to mark the trail. But it's on behalf of search and rescue. But anyways, we got information that in front of Washley Van, maybe 3 miles above Kuflux on the Kuskokwim before going into the main Kuskokwim, there's a big, humongous open lead there. So be very wary about that, too. And I would like to encourage people on Facebook to put it on Facebook and let other people know about that.
You
know.
Good.
Thank you. You could do Yukten if
go
you
ahead.
Want.
Go ahead, it's a lifesaver. Yeah.
Yeah. Go okay. Kuyana, Takhir and Rilling kishat kinigya kinikrais royan kutun kishat kutit ikin kaukiet mun tagmar kamaya kukunnam kureflektor alektisat kiet tisu chali kekavini kit katashani chali takinra taktok chali kenk dois ayak kohluni Mungis katsazag mitani kriloni ya talimar kahalu kitam tumkula sinat snukut tumkula ngat sinat mamkunani. Tawam to ya yutahat sitam mahun mul nga kukulutin tumishat malis kukulu kitikunin koyanak chikut, pungkinay chikut. Asakak kao chajan.
Grana, thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
Shaddy?
I think we had Shaddy from the YK Fitness Center. Shaddy?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Just calling in to give my weekly announcement. For some reason, my computer is going right now.
Yeah, obviously you're double tasking here. I want you to focus completely on us.
Sorry about that. It just started working. It took maybe 10 minutes to pull up.
I'm teasing you.
Calling to give the weekly announcement. All of our new programs start next week. That's the biggest highlight. This includes our swimming classes, our instructional classes, and our group fitness classes. So we have swim classes for infants all the way to adults. We have instructional programs for children age 3 to 5 all the way through adult, and then we have group fitness classes for the same group of people. Our new classes include deep water aerobics, so we program that.
Deep water aerobics. Now, is that underwater?
Yeah.
It's just in the deep end, so it's a lot of therapy moves in the deep end. So water aerobics is actually in the shallow end. Deep water aerobics is going to be obviously in the deep end, but no swimming experience is required because you have flotation devices on.
You have floaties on.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
We have a foam rolling class that we're going to program on Saturdays.
Wait, say that again.
A foam rolling class is an introduction to foam rolling.
Foam rolling.
Yep, it's basically like a stretch and relaxation class. So if you're familiar with what a foam roller is, it's how to effectively use the foam roller. So that should be a good class.
Is it something that's round and that you use it, you lean on it on the ground?
Yep, exactly.
And
I think you know
it. Okay. I know. This is completely new to me. I'm just guessing by the name. But
yep.
To let other people know, because it's... foam could be all kinds of things, but
if you Google foam roller, I think that would help for the individuals that don't know what that is. And then all the instruction will be provided because that's an introduction to foam rolling and the foam rollers. So if anybody's interested in that class. And then the last new class we have is called anti-gravity body resistance. So it's a class that just uses your body to get a workout. So there's no weights, there's no machines. It's just all body weight exercise, low impact. So it should be a good
now,
class.
Now, for someone like me, who's a little bit on the larger size, and no chuckling, but that means that kind of workout would be good because I have a lot of weight to move around, so I would be getting a harder workout than, say, my colleague here, John.
Right, I float when I...
Yeah, he's...
I started levitating.
Anti-gravity, he would actually float, he's so light.
Yeah.
But me, I mean, I could get a hard workout in just using my own weight.
I think, I think, for one, I don't think you're a large individual. That's why I was chuckling.
And, oh, thank you.
Two, there's different techniques to use to... So John, a skinny individual like John, could still get a great workout doing the same thing if he did it, say, for 45 seconds longer than you did it.
Right.
You know? So you could tweak it to make it work for any population that wants to participate.
Yeah, because we don't want to see John floating up on the ceiling there. Anti-gravity.
No, we don't. We do not want to see that.
Although it might kind of be fun to see. But anyway, okay. So other classes, Shaddy.
All of our normal classes are operating and programming as well. I won't go through all of them. I think there's
15. You guys are doing such a great job. There is something for everyone. either in the pool or with weights, without weights, foam rollers, everything.
Weight we appreciate machine. That. We're trying to diversify our programs offered and offer somebody for everybody in the community.
Yeah,
to get on
yeah.
over here and utilize this wonderful facility we have.
No, it's good. I like to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Check our Facebook, so that'll be a great way to get information on more additional classes, and then like us on Facebook, so we populate a lot of stuff.
And is the Facebook page called YK Fitness Center?
Yep, it's the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center, spelled out.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and if you like us on that, then you'll see all of our posts.
Mm-hmm.
And one class I forgot to mention, we're doing a Introduction to Self-Defense for Women.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on Saturdays at 2:30. From 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. So that's an introduction to self-defense for women. And our judo instructor is actually going to teach that class. So it's a lot of education and then physical technique on self-defense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. They have a great...
Yeah.
Okay. So Eleanor from Antioch, we have an email. Are you going to read the email?
This is Eleanor.
Oh, there you are. I'm sorry.
Hi. Oh,
I thought they have the word email after your name, but I think what they mean is...
Well, Eleanor Kwame from
mm-hmm.
Antioch.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay,
good
go ahead, Eleanor.
Yeah, our river up here, I haven't been out, but I live by the river up here, but right by the schoolhouse, and I was born and raised here. But I wouldn't travel, I don't know, maybe by land, maybe.
Oh, you're saying the travel around the water area where
yeah,
you are doesn't look
it's
good.
It's not, yeah, but
Antioch.
You can ask Eric Kemeroff and people that do the markings from
mm-hmm.
Chewy to Antioch, and then downriver from here to Kalskag. Eric Kemeroff, the fire and rescue people, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you called in and give us some
Happy
info.
New Year to you guys. And, it's snowing here, but warm
mm-hmm. yeah.
for this
yeah.
time of the year.
Good, mm-hmm. good.
But, all right, you guys have a good New Year.
Thank
and
you.
And I wanted to say happy birthday to my son, Justin, is 33 years old today.
Uh-huh.
He works for... Nana Construction out in Kenai.
Okay. Happy birthday,
mm-hmm.
Justin.
I'm the oldest. But anyway, yeah. And Slavak, too.
Oh, good. Thank
yeah.
you, Eleanor.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Good morning.
Okay. So now we do have an email, and I think that will be read.
Okay.
Yes.
Questions and ideas. How much money has the city collected from liquor sales so far? Airport Road by Grant and Raven, etc., scheduled to be fixed next year by state, but no widening and no extra parking. Sure would be nice if they made better parking so everyone isn't on the road. People of Bethel, please park your cars in your driveways. Roads here are narrow enough, makes it dangerous and harder for city to maintain when your truck cars are parked there constantly.
Mm.
Also, and that was from Steve and Diana Merritt, from Gloria Simon, Guyana, and kudos to Mitchell Forbes for taking this proactive step to bring this alcohol issue back to the forefront. We need to take control of our village and how alcohol will be made available. Acting now is our gift. I was under the impression we would have to wait until May. Now we need to impress upon the City Council to do their job. Happy New Year's to all, and I, for one, feel more positive about our ability to take our village and pride back.
Hmm.
And this was Anonymous Forbes for Mayor. And that was
okay.
All for the email.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, that's a good question about how much in taxes has the city earned from the sale of alcohol. Now, from the store, I think the taxes, it was a lot. It
mm-hmm.
was in less than a year, I think it was close to $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not even the profit. So you can imagine that's 12% of
mm-hmm.
sales.
Mm-hmm.
So then you could calculate the amount of profit that went to Canada.
Yeah, really.
And that really should go to our city so we can control and manage. Well, now that's me doing my personal thing, I shouldn't say.
Yeah, well, I know who you're saying.
anyway,
we do.
We have James. James. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning to you both.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, happy Slavic and happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, so how's your guys' holiday vacation?
Well, mine was great. I was down in Missouri. Mm-hmm. I went to Kansas City. I went to the Negro League Baseball Hall of Fame, and that was fascinating. Back in the early 1900s, African Americans had their own baseball league, and it was amazing.
Mm.
Great museum.
Yeah, right. That we UP tier had lap game. From the laps.
Oh, really?
Almost like baseball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was called lap game.
Neat.
Back in the day.
All right, James. Well, there you go. That's part of my vacation.
Yes.
But anyway.
And guess what? Yesterday, I was right there at Chiva to listen to KCUK and the basketball announcers. Man, that was awesome. It's good to hear them guys again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just happening up at the Stanley, so they'll be announcing again. It was good to hear them again, the basketball announcement.
In Chupik.
Yeah.
In Chupik.
Cool.
They're funny.
Okay, well, anyways, happy holidays, happy Slavic, happy New Year, and enjoy the day.
Thank you for calling,
too,
James.
Guiana. Thank you.
All right, and from Chivac.
From Chivac.
From Chivac.
We like to get our Chivac greetings.
Right.
And next we have Roy. Welcome to Talk Line, Roy.
Yeah, welcome back, Diane.
Thank you.
New Year. But anyway, great program this morning. It was very informative talk show. My question for YK Fitness Center, boy, they're developing, progressing, and for the surrounding villages, they bring up some subjects that lots of people would be interested. I wonder if some things like self-defense programs, since I know for sure that women in this region would be really interested in developing self-defense in their own community. And one of the avenues or ways of doing it is through a television where there's instructors being given a video air to this region where the people in the area can gather to practice what they're practicing. That's just a question. I wonder if the director would respond in reference to this question about it this morning. Thank you.
That's a really good idea, because KYUK is going to be doing more televised programs.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe the fitness center, in connection with KYUK, can have some fitness programming, and where some of the classes are actually aired. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it all depends on funding.
Super.
Yeah.
You have a good day, and welcome back.
Thank you.
From the red state of Missouri and the Kansas.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat if the fitness center had some programming that was aired over the KYUK television? Fitness, exercise, maybe that anti-gravity workout.
Then they would see me levitate.
That they would see you float to the ceiling. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, our lines are open, amazingly enough.
And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyk.org, and you can be anonymous when you use those numbers and email us. Renee, I'm glad you walked in.
Yeah, we called Renee. We asked for Renee to call, and she came in person, which anyone can do.
Yeah.
If you're stopped by the station, you're welcome to come in and chat with us.
Because I have a question. I heard the Canadians were going to be invading us. Tell us about that. Sounds interesting.
Exactly. I am thrilled that they're coming. They're the wardens,
mm-hmm.
which is the Canadian way of saying park ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's three guys, and they are fabulous. I've seen them before mm-hmm. in concert, and they will be here to kick off the K300 week.
Wow.
So the concert is going to be on Tuesday night mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. We're going to have a local group opening it up, and our season ticket people...
Is it Tuesday the 9th?
No, the 16th. Tuesday the 16th. Sorry, don't want to mislead anyone. So that is the K300 week. And so Bethel Council and the Arts is bringing them in.
Wow.
And we have lots of music on them. I can talk to you more about them. They're great. We're going to have premium seating, regular seating, all that kind of thing. And we invite everybody in the community to come. They're going to get into the schools, too. They're going to do some outreach programs with, I know, Jazz Lavelli. Is working with me to have them at ME school. So,
are they really Canadian park rangers from Banff National Park in Canada? Oh, and they formed their own mm-hmm. little group and they tour around. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what kind of music are we talking about here?
Yeah, choral or instrument?
Well,
opera?
Not opera. No, they there's a big stand-up bass. A fiddle and a guitar. They all sing. I would call it Canadian cowboy bluegrass kind mm-hmm. of music. They also do a slideshow during the show of Banff and of the backcountry things that they've done and experienced. So it's really a fun, entertaining show. So tickets are available over at the gift shop at the Cultural Center. Stop by anytime. And while we're on that, mm-hmm. We also have coming, the Bethel Council on the Arts has coming two world-renowned classical artists. We have a pianist, Piers Lane, and a celloist, Zul Bailey. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be here February 5th or 6th, I'm not positive mm-hmm. which, together. They will be in concert together. And they're also going to try to get out to, I believe, Queethluck and maybe out to Macoriac.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be in our region for a while. They're sponsored by the Sitka Fine Arts Arts Council. So don't miss that either. So it's the first week in February. Put mm-hmm. that on your to-do list as well. And while we're talking about entertainment, that K300 week is a very busy week. Besides mm-hmm. the race, which is I think going to be outstanding, especially if we keep a little cold weather happening and snow. We're going to have a Saturday market on the January 20th, and Grady's going to put on a Bethel Live on the 20th, that's Saturday, and he's been rustling up some cash prizes for those who win the karaoke and the live thing. So if you're interested in participating in Bethel Live, get a hold of Grady. He's mm-hmm. over at the library. I think that's 543-4548. And the very last thing I'm going to mention is Best in the West.
Mm-hmm.
The deadline is quickly approaching. That's January 26th. You have to have your application in. We have been awarding anywhere from $2,000 to $8,000 for startup funds for small businesses, and it's strictly our region. Mm-hmm. So you have to have your business somewhere here in the YK Delta. We invite anybody in the villages as well that have business ideas. So contact me. The first mandatory workshop is Tuesday the 9th, 7 p.m. at the library. If you have information or you have questions about that, I have the information.
Mm-hmm.
Call me at 543-4538 or Grady at 543-4548. And I'll leave this information with Diane and John and a CD for them to play.
Wow.
So thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you, Renee.
Yeah.
Wow, what an exciting January we got going.
Who says we ain't got anything to do in Bethel?
You know, you can be as busy as you want.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Renee. Yeah. Okay, we have an anonymous email that I'm going to read from Anonymous. Thank you for everyone who came
Thank you for everyone who came for Herbert Raymond Jr.'s funeral. And also thank you everyone who donated. You know who you are for... you know who you are. Guiana Chuknuk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good. Okay.
Oh, sorry, I messed that up.
Okay,
so we have Willie from Bethel, it sounds like. Okay, Willie, good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing? Happy New Year, everybody in KYUK.
Yeah.
You too.
You too.
Yeah, we got this situation. I just want to put in a precautionary notice. I have a fish camp right below Greek River, upriver. That's about 5-6 miles upriver, and mouth of the bungalow. And that area is deadly area. I went up there after the incident, and the whole river is deadly. Man, they should stay off that river. They got a back trail behind my fish camp that comes out to inside Greek and then cut across to that main trail. Instead of using that Greek River around the river all the way down to below the bluff, that's right up here, another 2-3 miles above here where you go down the river, should stay off that area and use the back trail. That's more safer than the river. And another thing, when they do have to come down Bethel, the village people, they shouldn't even pile up everybody on a fork wheel. Sometimes when you see something come, look like a big old tank coming and loaded with people.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir. That's another precautionary that people should start watching, because when you have an accident, everybody falls in and you can't. You can't look out for one another, you know. You're looking out for yourself, you know. You forget who you're with. Even though the other day when I went out to check below my fish camp for the incident, I was so happy to see some people from Mouth of Greek all the way down to the bluff below me, filled with people. There were so many people searching up there. And when I went down there, it was so hard to see the open that I even walk up to one of you. Somebody stopped me. That's how invisible they were. And they should, for that reason, people should start thinking about using back trails. You have lots of time to use the river when it's safe. Anyway, this is just for precautionary safety, I thought I'd put in this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Willie.
Okay. Yeah, and another, enjoy, Happy New Year, everybody I know upriver that recognize me and so on, and hopefully we make it safely throughout the rest of the New Year's.
Thank
okay.
you.
Alrighty, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Well, that's good, people calling in and giving firsthand river reports from their area.
Yeah, that's what happened the other day during Kitfahlugu in Yupik. A lot of elders called in, a lot of young people called in, a lot of middle-aged people called in, village leaders warning people to stay off the river and talking about danger spots on the river.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Mm. That's nice. All right. Next, we have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to say Happy New Year to one and all, and I hope you all have a safe time throughout the celebration of Slavok, and I hope you all have a good time throughout the time that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ here through the celebration of Slavok. So I hope everyone travels safely, and I'd like to say hi to my nephew Joe and my sister Evelyn, Lulu, and her family all down the river, and the Samuelsons, and Harry Faulkner. Thank you very much for everything, Mark Berry, Hoffman's, and there's so many that I can end up naming throughout the downriver, upriver, all my family up and down the river and in the Yukon. So you guys all have a good and safe New Year. And Slavik, and to my Yoktonia, I don't have a radio, so if you end up getting on the radio, I didn't hear you, so if I'm first or you're first, Tony, I'm going to hear about it. So you guys have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nick.
All right. So the lines are open. We have about 25 minutes left of the show.
Really?
We have covered a lot of stuff, from local options,
fast.
River conditions.
The Canadians are coming.
The Canadians are coming.
K-300.
The K-300 has a lot going on. The week of the K-300, it's going to be kind of an exciting week. YK Fitness Center has something for everyone. If you are interested in developing more of your health and well-being, mm-hmm. There's probably a program for you, either in the pool, in the gym, in one of the rooms, exercise rooms. So there's a lot of interesting stuff. And, of course, keep your headlights working. there's always a call about the broken headlights.
Oh, yeah.
And being careful on the roads with pedestrians.
Well, I got one beef.
Yeah, oh.
There's a snow machine. I don't know what kind it is. It's always in the dark. Zooming up Ridgecrest Street from the pump house up to the city shop. That's the same one I've been talking about.
Huh.
No muffler.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's zooming really fast, maybe 50 miles an hour up that street.
Yeah.
And now I say, gee, I wish the police would catch him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it looks like a young guy or gal on that snow machine. Bad out of heck. Just fast and loud in the middle of the night.
Mm.
People walking around. He's going to run into somebody eventually.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we have Alex.
Wow.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Then we have another caller in
from
the queue.
From Seattle.
Okay.
Alex.
Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to translate what I said in Yupik last Thursday. Was it yesterday? I wouldn't get into the religious stuff because the people are immediate. You know, they like to. Some people like to be immediately offended. So I won't get the get into religious part of what I said actually yesterday. But what I wanted to do is try to remember some of the warning about travel on tundra and inside of trees and as well as in the creeks and lakes. You know, the confluences of the drainages where there is a lot of grass. Usually the in the confluence of I'm not sure what they call it in English, but we call it kagati in Guina. Maybe John can help me out on this. But
I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, I would maybe best way I can put it is a confluence of the end of the drainage for this lake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those areas are usually open, even though they seem to be frozen. As long as there's grass and other plants underneath the ice or on top of the ice, it's usually covered with frost and people need to be very, very careful going with snow machines because some of those small drainages are very deep and very hard to get out of when you fall through.
Mm.
Another area is this year, very much like last year, there's a lot of water all over. You know, there's been a lot of rain before it froze. some areas are usually hollow underneath it, you know, even though it looks like it's full of water. If it froze and then the drainage was draining out to the main stem of the rivers like Kuskokwim, it's hollow underneath, and people can get hurt when they fall through it, you know, with snow machines or even while walking. For that reason, in the old days, they used to have what they call ayaw, a piece of stick, you know, to poke around with something solid at the point, you know, where it could go through. If the ice is very thin, or in springtime when there's needle ice, you know, under lakes, that's what they use, what they call ayaw. It's just a walking stick with something that's solid at the point. Those are very important to have, and I did not mention that when I talked about this yesterday in Yupik. And one other thing that I mentioned yesterday was that, you know, what happened this, you know, this last time when it froze was it froze for overnight. It wasn't very cold, but there was snow right after that, snow for a couple of days or so. So that's going to insulate the ice and prevent it from getting thicker, you know, in a normal pace. So I tried to put that, John, if you remember anything that I forgot, I mentioned yesterday.
No, you pretty much covered it.
To let me know. And then my 74-year-old mind is going away, John.
Gosh. I was going to boil eggs this morning, and on my way to the fridge, I forgot what I was supposed to do.
One last thing, Diane and John.
Yes.
You know, in the old days, elders used to say when we get old, we get wiser. And wiser and wiser. But when we became adapted to the Western culture, they call us senile. When we get old.
Yeah.
You guys have a happy new year.
All right.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank
to
you,
everyone.
Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Okay. You're not Bye-bye. Senile. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
all right. So we have Rose.
Must be from Bethel, calling from Seattle, maybe. Yeah. Rosemarie, good morning. Where did you hear about the show?
Oh. Hey, good morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having me. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. No problem. I live in Bellevue, Washington, which is close to Seattle, but it's easier to say Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And I came here to Bethel to visit my family as we experienced the loss of our relative, our uncle, our brother, our cousin, and our nephew. And I just wanted to call in really quickly and give a big, huge thank you from the bottom of our hearts to all the generous folks in the community that shared their food, their homes, their donations to our families. The Vons, the Pleasants, the Wassleys, the Greens, the Ingebretts, and the McIntyres, as we laid our family member to rest recently.
Oh.
And we're just so overwhelmed with the love and the support and the kind words and generosity that we've embraced and experienced the last couple of days. And I just wanted to reach out this morning, of this beautiful cold morning here in Bethel, Alaska, to say thank you.
What a beautiful call. Thank you, Rosemarie.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
You were able to be here with family and could, you know, and sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
But it's good you came. It's good you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so happy to be here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just wanted to also say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the people who are celebrating Russian Orthodox.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. New Year. And, yeah.
When are you flying out?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. You have one more day. All right.
Yeah, okay. I came in New Year's Eve, so I came in for the celebration for that, and just loved every single moment of it.
Oh, so glad. Good for you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, have a wonderful day, your last day in Bethel, and happy travels back to Seattle or Bellevue.
Yeah, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that was a very lovely call. Mm-hmm. This is now we have Christopher Tulick, YK Delta National Wildlife Refuge. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. I'm once again calling in to reach out to the folks out in the YK Delta. I'd like to pass the message on that that the Office of Subsistence Management for the Federal Subsistence Management Program is reaching out to the villages that that the membership applications or nominations for seats on the 10 Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Councils are being accepted through February 2. So the time is running out pretty fast. So, you know, being on the Regional Advisory Council provides advice and recommendations to the Federal Subsistence Board about subsistence hunting, trapping and fishing issues on federal public lands. And so, you know, the membership on a council is one way for the public to become involved in the federal subsistence regulatory process. So I'm urging anyone who would like to make a difference and represent the interests of your fellow people throughout the region. We have the applications here. You can also call Eva Patton. She is the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta Regional Subsistence Council Coordinator. And I can give you her toll-free number if you can write it down.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 800-478-1456.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone has any questions, they can call Eva Patton. She's our regional council coordinator for a reason.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bye.
Well, the Bethel office of WIC will be closed January 5 for mass printing and reopen on January 8th.
Okay, so that means today.
The WIC office is closed today. January 8th.
Until Monday.
Yep.
Opens up on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Wow. We need a breather.
I do believe we need a breather, but no time for that. Hopefully we get more calls.
Yeah. So let's give out the numbers again.
Yeah,
we haven't given those out.
543-5985, 543-2756. 1-800-995-8954, or email radio@kyk.org.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so we've looked at a lot of different things today. And just remember, on Tuesday at 6:30, you can go to Bethel City Hall to the council meeting and give your opinion on whether City Council should vote to go to the next step in the local option ordinance. So we have Sharon. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was the announcement a little earlier about her funeral.
Oh, there's a funeral today for Sharon.
For Sharon Dekumchunuk at 2 p.m. Bethel Moravian Church.
Okay, so funeral today at 2, Bethel Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot, the wardens.
They're a Canadian country western group, I think.
Yeah, they're park rangers in Banff
Cowboys
National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian cowboy music.
Kicking off the K300 with a concert.
January 16th at the Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Dave. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Happy
New Year. Happy Slavic to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you get Rick Robb on the phone, ask him when they're going to release the results of the big investigation that started back in 2014, where citizens of Bethel were investigated, where businesses were investigated. It costs lots of money. And when you do an internal investigation, according to research, the internal cost is 10 times what the direct cost is. Ask Rick when he plans to release this investigation. I know for certain results were sent to the district attorney, and the district attorney did not give them any indictments. Time to release that report. And the reason I want badly to know why the city of Bethel went after, sent me a notice that as a result of the investigation, the ATG park had violations against them, and we should know, now that the investigation's over, who sent the acting city manager after us. Was it the council? Was it somebody else? Please ask Rick Robb. Thank you.
Okie dokie, Dave. Thank you for calling.
You're most welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Well.
Okay.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
I hope you had a Merry Christmas, even if it was 39 below in Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri. It was nice. It was nice. It felt homey to me because it was cooler. But
yeah.
And the lights. People put up amazing lights on their homes. It was really fun.
Oh,
we drove
nice
up and down streets,
mm-hmm,
just looking at those.
I remember we used to do that when I was growing up in Anchorage at the Government Hill.
Oh.
We just drove around when I was young. My uncle took us around.
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of a fun evening going around like that. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that. And then I had a nice time in Kansas City.
Wow.
Missouri, yeah.
With your red shoes or mukluks. Kansas City.
I had barbecue in Kansas City. Really good down-home barbecue.
Ooh.
It was really delicious. Yeah. So it was good, and I'm back in the semester. KUC, the college, opens up next week,
mm-hmm,
and classes start in a week,
mm-hmm,
I think it is. The week of the 15th, classes begin.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot getting revved up for January.
We should be getting our new interns here at KYK for the new year, too.
Interns from the call?
KLC.
Oh, from KLA?
KLA.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're always good to have around because
mm-hmm
they like to make coffee all the time. And we're always willing to drink the coffee.
Keep John coffeed
yeah
up.
Yeah.
So let's, we'll give out the numbers again. Our lines are open. There's about 7 minutes left of the show. So if you want to get that call in or that email, you can do that.
543-5985. 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio@kyak.org. We do have a call now.
Oh, good. Alex. I don't know if this is a repeat, Alex, but good morning, Alex. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I'm calling back because I want to support what Christopher Tulik mentioned about regional advisory council membership. I used to be a council coordinator for the Federal Regional Advisory Council,
And what I want to mention to the listening audience is that the Regional Advisory Council is very important representative of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Mm-hmm.
People who are applying for that, I would encourage, should be educated, be able to speak efficiently in English if possible, because especially when a person is nominated to be chair of that group, they would be involved with the Board of Game and Board of Fish, with the state, and as well as other meetings that are important for the region. One of the things that people, listening audience, should know is when it comes to regulatory proposals, is that when it comes to federal agency, there is what they call comment portal. Not only region, Alaska region or Alaska, state of Alaska people comment, but people all over the country sometimes have opportunity to comment on those proposals.
Hmm.
So that is very important role, even though some people might think it is not. It is very important, especially when it comes to fisheries and big game hunting in the region. So whoever's interested, they don't have to be native. Some people, some regions have a non-native representative on the Regional Advisory Council as long as they are subsistence users of the resources. I hope this helps.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Well, we certainly had a lot of callers today. I'm glad for it. Made time go by fast. Otherwise, I'd spend more time with you. You're going back to KUC, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'll be at KUC this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
getting things in order.
You. I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
And I had a good vacation, holiday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do a lot of cooking like you like to do, or did you,
I did?
Did
for
you
myself,
eat other?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know, with my arm as bad as it is,
yeah.
I don't do too much anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I get stovetop stuffing.
Delicious.
Yeah, really.
Love that. You have to make it with real butter.
Yeah. Well, I do
nice.
Real butter and instant. Everything instant.
Yeah.
You just add water, throw it on the stove. But I'd rather cook the real stuff and
mm-hmm.
throw my own ingredients together.
But I love that stove top with real butter. And also mm-hmm. I use chicken broth instead of water.
Yeah. Instead of,
so it's just full of flavor.
Is that the kind you buy from the store in a box?
You can buy the boxed broth
own,
or you can, with bouillon cubes. You can make your own broth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So it looks like we have an anonymous email that is being typed up for us as we speak, and then we'll read that.
I want all the liquor stores closed in Bethel. Too many young people dying and drinking.
Okay.
Anonymous.
Yeah. So I think what a local option is it's kind of a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
It allow if people have voted and the majority have voted that alcohol sales should happen in Bethel. You can go to one end, which is a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
And people can have three liquor stores and, you know, or you can have a kind of a medium place, which
mm-hmm.
is local option, where the city itself controls and can alter things as conditions change.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Ruth from Antioch. Good morning, Ruth.
Yeah,
you
morning.
Get the last few minutes.
Good
go
morning.
Ahead.
Hello?
Hi,
good
Ruth.
Morning.
You have just about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just concerned about you and Annie about them loose dogs here. They
supposed to pound them dogs, especially at first roads.
Uh-huh.
Second roads. And there's still dogs playing around, and people should continue to try to tie their dogs up because it's really bad still. And about pounding them dogs here in Aniak, people just tie up their dogs. And
That's true. We have that problem in Bethel, too. So thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you for
calling. Well, you guys have a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Everybody else, and I'd like to say Happy New Year to all of you KYK staff and my family and relatives, and happy Prosnego and Slavic.
Thank you. You too. You too,
okay,
Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Ruth. We haven't heard from Herman Nelson today.
I know.
Herman Morgan.
Herman Morgan. Yeah, thank you.
He's Herman Nelson in my book.
Everyone, thank... I just want to thank...
Christine or Chris...
Is it Christine in the booth there? Christine? Chris?
Getuzet. No, English. Stephanie. That's who it is.
Well, we have to thank Stephanie. She did a great job in the booth. She took a lot of calls, some emails, and kept us flowing on the screen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks all the callers. And thanks for bringing up some really smart issues that are important to be discussed. And TalkLine is one place where we can discuss things. And people are... The discussions are very respectful and to the point, so we thank you for that and look forward to another time of TalkLine. You can listen to a recording of today's TalkLine tonight from 7 to 8:30, and you can also go to the KYUK TalkLine Facebook page for a link to today's show that'll go up sometime tonight. So have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and I think that... is the end of our show for today,
I'm
right?
I'm glad you're back. Thank you for calling, everyone.
Glad to be back. All right.
Happy New Year.
Have a great day.